Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am borderline maybe too positive right now, Chuck Mockler.
I love it, man. Sometimes you get a little negative.
Dude, that win, like, I don't know. There's a lot of days in between, a lot of hours between now and the Lakers game, but I'm feeling too good as of right now.
And feeling too good, as always, is it's Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
For sure.
Coming at you 5 days a week with all the freshest Clippers content. As Charles alluded to, we got a heck of a recap.
Man,
a victory.
We were wrong about this one in terms of margin of victory, but
we were way off.
We'll take it.
We were way off. We were also wrong about going small.
Yeah, we really were.
Sometimes we get it wrong on Locked On Clips, but you know what? The content is always right.
As long as you get the dub. people don't care.
So we're going to be recapping that. We're going to talk about what we liked, as well as some things that we didn't like. There's some things that could be improved.
A few bugaboos.
From that one, even such a monumentous victory.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got a preview of Sunday's Lakers-Clippers game. How are you feeling about that one just off top?
Like I said, I'm feeling way too positive. Once we start talking about it, I think I'll get a little more rational, but
I'm a little nervous. I feel like if there was a game where this hot streak could fall back to earth,
it'd be the borderline actually 11:30 game because of daylight savings time.
Also, I'm not wild about a 12:30 games.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, and then it's Friday.
Hell yeah, it is.
We got a love, marry, kill for you. You know it. You love it. If you don't know it, you're going
to
love it.
I workshopped some people at work to come up with this one while they were supposed to be working.
Oh, yeah?
We just went through layoffs. I don't care. I'm trying to get everyone fired.
So all that and more coming up right about now.
So the Clippers went down to Houston and decimated the Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
It was 120 to 105. The six-game win streak is alive and well. And you know what? The Clippers' margin of victory in those six games, 17 points. There's not much that could be going better right now in Clipperland, I feel like.
No.
And this was not as close as we thought it was going to be or that the final score even indicates, I'd argue.
No, I'd agree. Yeah.
We were up 30 at one point.
Yeah, we were up 30. The most they ever led by was 2 in the first quarter, which I barely even count as a lead.
Blinked, and that was over.
This was another just wire-to-wire victory. It was just another...
Fat dub.
It was another fat dub, another pummeling where we never really relinquished control.
I haven't had this many fat dubs in a row since, I don't know, winter break in college?
Since one of our roommates kept the weight and we used to just steal
it. He used to just let us use it. the only people who did damage, Westbrook, he took 27 shots.
Mm-hmm.
He ended with
29.
And then Jeff Green, who shot 60% for 17 points.
You love to see
it. Hats off to Jeff Green. Harden got locked up. There is something important to note about this game.
Yeah, so... I mean,
love the victory. A lot of good stuff.
Love the victory. I'm not going to rain on anyone's parade, but the Rockets did shoot 36% from the floor and 17% from three.
Which works out to 7 for 42 from three. We did play good defense.
We did play good defense, but it's one of those things like how much can you fully credit to the defense and how much was just missing shots? And either way, don't mind. There's no asterisks.
Doesn't matter.
There's no asterisks in basketball.
Oof. The small ball lineup that we thought we were going to... We didn't think Zoo was going to play much in this game. He had his best game of the year.
Absolutely, yeah. Career high for points in the half. It was 14.
He did
only end with 17, but...
What are you going to do? Paul George had a great quote. I think it was Greif that asked him, you know, the Rockets play small, you guys played big. What was the deal with that? And I think Paul George was like, they're the Rockets. They play their way. We're the Clippers. We play our way. It's like, hey.
They're sticking to what works, which
and
I
it
like.
Worked.
Which I like.
Before we get into what we didn't like and what we liked, I had a line on Twitter. I was asking how many techs were going to get dished out in this game. The line was 5.
Okay.
None. Absolutely.
Oh, like the Bovada line or your line?
My line. The user-generated line. Absolutely baffled that none were handed out, even after a garbage flagrant one call against Pat Bev.
I feel like that was so excessive, and I feel like it's one of those things that's more credited to, like, the history between the two of those people.
Yeah, that was a history flagrant one. That's a good call.
Which ties into my, like, it's my same thing with the Paul George thing. If you didn't call it then, it's not a cumulative.
It's not
cumulative.
No.
That's not how that works.
That's how I'd hate when, like, guys would get teed up because, like, they have a reputation. And it's like, well, dude, if you're not teeing them up, all right, we're getting off the rails. let's start with what we didn't like.
Totally.
Right, because there was a lot that we really did. Lou had a bit of a rough go of it tonight.
Yeah, for sure. But
20% shooting.
I know, but look at the attempts.
Yeah.
Like he only had 5 attempts from the floor all night.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for Reggie Jackson. Landry Shamet won less at 4.
We're going to talk about that too.
I think that are we launching into what we didn't like?
Yeah, we're already in it.
I'm sorry.
You're late for the launch, dude.
God, man, I'm falling behind. I'm high on victory. it just ties into the overall thing of just overall ball movement tonight did not look as great as it has looked, you know, leading up to this.
Yeah, I'd agree with
that. It was sticky at times. I felt like there were some times where people were forcing. And, you know,
when things are going well, it's hard. Because, like, when everything's kind of seemingly dropping, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's forcing sometimes because we're up by 30. Is it forcing? Or are you just screw it?
Like, the thing for me that makes it forcing is when the shot selection isn't the best shot available
on the floor. 100%.
Okay?
Morris had a couple of those.
Especially early. I was watching the game with the lovely folks from Clipset. Give them a follow.
The lovely folks. I was watching with my mom. You can follow her too if you want.
And Joseph Ray Award was talking about how, like, early on, maybe too much Morris.
Yeah, for sure. He took a bunch of shots in this one for someone who is not shooting very well.
Yeah, agreed. And, like, for Kawhi, you know, like, when he's shooting 53% from the floor, you know, you're going to settle for some of those shot selections because, for whatever reason, against all maths, they're going down.
Yeah, they're going in.
What else didn't you like?
I did just say that Morris had a little too many shots. Mm-hmm. But from 3, he was 3 of 8. So we can't, you know what I mean? Like, he still helped space the floor.
Totally.
From that perspective. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I just want to piggyback on you. Just a little segue from that.
Yeah, pop shove off it.
When do you think we're going to have a Morris explosion?
I think it's going to be in a game, like a meaningless game.
Yeah, it's going to be a meaningless game. Gotcha.
Or it's going to be on Sunday.
I was going to say.
Against his brother.
I was going to say. Or it's going to be a game where he comes up big and it's like.
I don't know when, though.
Holy shit.
Because.
Glad we got that guy. Glad he's on our side.
The biggest concern right now, I guess.
Totally.
Is Shamit's role on the bench is still very much being figured out. In a way that's like kind of rough to watch. He only went 1 of 4. 4 shots, you know, shooter like Shamit needs a little more to get into rhythm.
Yeah,
only
played absolutely.
Only played 17 minutes. But like Reggie and Lou are playing so well together right now from an eye test.
Yeah.
And stat save this game perspective. Do we just have to wait?
I think so.
Because if he's not getting the shots is what... Because like ball movement, that I just get a little concerned.
Yeah, I mean, Doc has said, and Doc has always cited Shamit's field goal attempts as like the barometer for how the Clippers' ball is moving.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, things are going to change with Morris now on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And even Reggie. It's going to take some attempts away from him. But I still feel 4 is a little low. For a
definitely
to try to get in.
And if
rhythm.
Lou's not hitting either, that's the thing. Like, it's not like Lou was going nuclear or Reggie was going crazy.
I mean, but once again, like, they both only had 5 attempts from the floor, so yeah. I can't, to me, that's still not a large enough sample size to be like, oh, he's ass, give those shots to Shamit. What I do find puzzling
uh-huh.
is that we're no longer even running Shamit specific actions. Like, they're just yeah. things that have been in the playbook
for a while, JJ was on the team.
I was going to say, like, even before the DNA of this team, and, like, we're just going to not do that anymore?
Yeah.
I to me, that's what's more concerning, even necessarily, than, like, the shots in this game.
But I think it'll get figured out.
Definitely.
I think it'll get figured out. Crazy note in this game, we only had 3 players in double-digit attempts, which is kind of a trip.
Yeah,
that
totally.
Was,
that is.
Kawhi... Marcus Morris, Paul George. We lost turnovers. That's kind of a nitpicky thing. We only turned it over 14 times, but we still lost it. Reggie had 3.
Oh, it's definitely worth noting.
Anything else? Oh, Eric Gordon got hurt.
Eric Gordon got hurt, which is a bummer, especially against a team that, you know, we could face in the playoffs.
Yeah. I like our chance a lot more now.
I don't like that.
Now I do, absolutely. Our small ball lineup when we played it out there.
Oh, you're not talking specifically about Gordon being hurt.
Oh, no, not at all. No, I meant in general.
That was how I interpreted that. That's
fully,
my bad.
Fully healthy
that's
Rockets
my
team.
That's my bad.
I don't care. All right, let's get into what we liked, which is pretty much literally everything else.
Everything else. Everything else.
Kawhi is the best two-way player in the game.
Yep.
25, 6, 5, and 2, 2 steals. Only had to play 28 minutes.
Which I love.
Just no one played more than 30 minutes in this game.
And can we say...
Is that a perfect game for the Clippers?
Yeah.
So the perfect game for the Clippers would be the 420 club meets.
Yep.
Everyone plays less than 30 minutes.
Trez gets a break sometime between the third and the end.
I said
of the
perfect game. I didn't say miracle game. Kawhi was absolutely fantastic. I'm running out of adjectives to talk about his greatness in this stretch.
Yeah.
He's done that thing where you just look up. He's putting people on posters.
That was the Covington dunk was incredible.
Guy has hung up more posters than, I don't know, your stoner uncle who's still in a band. It's absurd. We had double doubles from Zoo and Trez. This was Zoo's best game of the year.
Yeah.
It straight up was, dude.
Yeah.
He got the game ball. Shaq called him Kareem Zubak Jabbar on the at halftime.
I love it.
He had 17 and 12. Did this game surprise you about Zoo? Did you just feel good seeing it?
100%. And I guess
I didn't think he was going to play. I was so wrong about that, and I'm so happy I was. Credit to Doc.
Yeah, I was definitely wrong in the preview to this game. I guess I kind of thought that the Rockets might try to push the pace a little bit more.
You would think.
I also definitely underestimated like how low their ball movement was. Like I think they only had 19 assists all game.
Well, we talked about in the pregame like they're number one in ice. Like they don't pass.
Yeah, yeah. So it definitely made it made more sense to have Zoo there. I just thought that he was going to get lost. I just thought that he was going to get lost defensively.
He looked phenomenal. Trez had 19 and 10. He was 9 of 10 from the line. He grabbed double-digit boards. The bigs are, we just have elite bigs, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, not too bad. What else do you like in this game?
Just everything, really. I mean, there's not much to... We already talked about what we didn't like. But just the efficiency overall. Really love to see it. Love to see guys going at it. Just the whole time. Paul George looked a little bit better defensively. I don't know.
Paul George's defense was great. He, like, didn't bite on anything. It didn't really... He had kind of a rough shooting night, but his defense helped so much that it's like, okay, everyone else is going to be efficient, I guess. We had six guys in double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Jermichael Green hit 40% of his threes. I mean, yeah, like, the small ball lineup looked good.
Yeah.
Which I just count Trez on the floor every time it was a small ball lineup.
No, that's not fair.
Well, because I saw someone credit the Lakers with small ball lineup when they play AD at the five. So I'm taking this one for the Clippers.
Yeah, okay. All right. If that's
I saw that in the wild, and I was like, it's not a small ball lineup. AD's only like 2 inches taller than Trez. People think that AD's like 8 feet tall. He's not even a seven-footer.
That's fair.
How are we feeling after this game? There's so much, like, I'm sure we left stuff out. It's no disrespect. It's just like, it was all around good game.
It was just such a, yeah. I don't know. It was just such a good game and such a trouncing that, once again, it just ties into that thing of, like, how much can we attribute to, like, the Rockets having an almost historically bad shooting performance.
It has to be up there.
I'm feeling great. Like, I thought in the game preview that we would keep this win streak going, and we absolutely have. Here's to tying our current season streak, which is 7 games.
Hell yeah. I mean, we're 10-0 when we're fully healthy, which, as I said a couple episodes ago, you know, you put that out to a full season, that's 82-0, theoretically, just based on those numbers.
Based on the numbers.
I mean, 6 straight wins. Zoo has 4 games in a row of 100% shooting from the field, which I think is not being recognized enough. Yeah, it's only like 4.5 attempts per game if you average it out. Who cares? No, I'm feeling way too good. I'm happy I kind of looked over some of the notes for the next segment, the preview for the Lakers game, before we go straight into it. Because I was like, I was watching this game with my mom, and I was like, she's coming to the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
She was like, what do you think the game's going to be like? And I was like, I don't know this. I was going way too crazy.
This is what it's
going to be. Yeah, I was like, this is the experience. No, but I'm feeling pretty good. Should we just head into this? We got a giant game on Sunday.
It's true.
Coming up after this, we're going to be previewing the Lakers versus Clippers brunch game. All right. Got that brunch game.
Yes.
We got 2 days rest. No one played over 30 minutes. We're going into this game on a 7-game streak with a fully healthy team. We're going into this game, 6 games. Going into this game as good as we possibly could have.
Absolutely. And special treat for all those there. There's going to be a collaboration.
3 collabs.
With Honey. They worked with some local artists, including Francisco Reyes from Never Made, Lacey Jordan, and James Jean to do some t-shirts as a giveaway for this. Check them out. They're really, really cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're going to get a chance to interview the artists and send some more content your guys' way
sure.
About this collaboration.
First 30K. Get the shirts. They're all tight. So, I mean, go check them out on
Twitter. Anyone you get will be great.
Anyone you get will be sweet. The rare giveaway where all three things are dope.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Shout out, Honey. Let's just get right into it. What could go wrong in this game? Clippers do have to play the Bucks on Friday, which...
The Lakers do.
Sorry, yeah. Lakers do. Which, boo-hoo.
So what could go wrong? Man... I guess I worry about them being able to make outside shots, which...
That's really it. If AD is hitting from outside the paint, which he doesn't against the Clippers...
Definitely.
Things get a little harder.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so hard to do this without being so jacked up from that win.
I know. Yeah, I'm struggling.
But we play AD physically.
Yes.
We were fully healthy with them, and we started Patterson.
Yeah.
To do that. Now that we have Morris... We don't have to do that, which is fantastic. I don't think we're going to start Morris, or we're going to start Patterson over Morris. But yeah, if he's getting bodied and maybe the refs are going their way, the rotations will just have to be even tighter if he's able to hit those outside shots.
Yeah, definitely.
Lakers have a lot of length.
They do.
Which... can bother us. For some reason, they're still starting Rondo, which I hope they do.
I think
all opposing fans are okay with that.
It's great for us.
But if LeBron is locked in on defense, which we know it won't be on Kawhi because he refuses to guard Kawhi Leonard. No. He's like a kid who sees like soy sauce for the first time. He's like,
do not want.
I don't want that.
Too salty.
Yeah, could be PG. Gotta assume it's going to be PG.
Yeah.
And if, you know, like, if the rest of the team is feeding off his defensive intensity, we could maybe see a little bit of ball stickiness, which is funny every time I say it, to some hero ball type stuff.
Okay, so here's one I don't want to say because I, like, think he's an overhyped player, but what if Kuz does end up having, like, Kuz and Caruso end up having some really solid games off the bench?
I'm more scared about Caruso.
For sure.
Than Kuz because he's a guard who can kind of get his own shot, like...
Definitely.
He's absolutely someone who could if he's feeling it. I feel like this is one of those games where like the first 5 minutes.
Totally.
We're going to know exactly what the Lakers are bringing. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. And it'll be nice to see like this newly fortified Clippers bench. It's been such a surprise that it's gotten even better.
Yeah.
But this will be a solid test. I mean, the Lakers do have some pretty solid depth.
So if their bench manages to give LeBron and AD any kind of rest without tanking their offense,
yeah,
then the game is hard.
I mean, that's the thing. Like they haven't really been able to historically when LeBron sits. But
they both played 39.
That's what I'm saying. Could go wrong.
Yeah, they both played 39 minutes the last time they lost to us, and the other loss to us. It's been 2 losses to us so far. We've played twice. 2 losses.
0-2 for the Lakers.
0-2. 36 in the first loss. So they need, like, I don't know. What do we need to do well?
I'd like to see us kind of pick up the pace.
You've been on that lately.
Yeah. We average, like...
It works most of the time, so...
honestly, I think, like, the faster this team moves, like, the better it looks.
Yeah.
Which, you know, starters. Sometimes the bench tries to move things a little bit too fast, and it looks like absolute dog shit. So
for sure,
maybe I should. There's no asterisks in basketball, but there's an asterisk on this podcast. Just the starters. Maybe should pick things up. We average like two more possessions a game than them, which, you know, isn't super significant, but in what could be a tightly fought game, it would definitely be the difference. We're averaging more field goal attempts and attempts from threes. And I'd like to see us, you know, put our foot on, hit the gas on their old asses.
I was going to say, you got to read the tagline when you put that note in. We got to play physical.
Absolutely.
I couldn't agree with the hit the gas anymore. Just
hit
make
the
every.
Gas, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm talking about. shout out to our old roommate. Trez imposing his will on Dwight.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
If that's working, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Did not mean to rhyme that. I'm so sorry for that.
I mean, we haven't gotten into key matchups yet, but that is a key matchup.
Yeah. Need to hit those boards.
Yes.
Grabbed 50 boards in the Christmas Day contest. Needed each one of them. Lakers are 8th in total rebounding. AD, LeBron, and Dwight are their top three. Trez continuing this, like, concentrated effort on the boards would be great. And Bev had 9 last time.
Yeah.
I think he could see double digits because he's in his, like, when Bev is hitting a streak of playing well, he's only scoring 4 points. But he's doing everything else to make winning plays, and it's some of the most interesting. He has the most interesting streak of what good play looks like of anyone in the NBA, I think.
I mean, he had arguably the biggest play of the entire game last time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I don't know. Doc talks about it, but it's, like, great to see hopefully a whole new generation of players, like, just all the ways that you can impact a game.
Yeah. Just be a kid from Chicago. Step one. I like your note in here about the shooting before we get to these key matchups real quick.
Yeah. So let's keep LeBron and AD shooting.
100%.
In both of these games, LeBron has super struggled from three. In the first matchup, I believe he was 1 of 5. Sorry, let me double check that real fast. Yeah, he was 1 of 5. And then in the Christmas Day game,
Merry Crimbus.
We just dared him to shoot, and he ended up going 2 of 12. So
Keep it up, buddy.
I think that it's pretty obvious, you know, like what we're gonna do there defensively.
This is a loss where, like, if we lose because LeBron is hitting from three, it's like, what the hell else are we gonna do?
That's what I mean. You'll take that, you know. Slack off of him, pack the paint. Watch out for any sort of cuts.
That's all you got. That's basketball. Key matchups, Kawhi versus LeBron. LeBron can't really touch Kawhi when he's on offense. That cannot happen. Kawhi had him for the majority of his defensive minutes on Christmas, held him to 0-2 shooting from 3, which lets you know where maybe LeBron's mindset was when Kawhi was on him.
Yeah.
Offensively, AD was on Kawhi for the most part on Christmas and gave up 50% shooting. So, like, when does something break and they just make LeBron try and guard Kawhi, given the fact he didn't attempt a shot against LeBron in the Christmas matchup? Do we think we see it?
No, I actually think they...
Cowards.
They shift Danny Green on Kawhi because I think that that's a much harder matchup.
I had Green versus Paul George here, but I think Green versus Kawhi is more realistic. George shot 1 of 6 from 3 in the last game we played, which was a win for those of you who maybe don't remember that.
I love that you're harping on this today.
I think he's going to get fired up given the poor Christmas performance and the fact that Danny Green held him to 1 of 3 shooting last time.
And he had a try. He didn't have the best night shooting from 3 tonight either.
No. So we might... I don't know what's going to... Like, it's going to be team defense.
Yeah.
On AD and LeBron for the most part.
We touched on it a little bit earlier too, but just like this newly fortified bench, you have in here bench versus themselves.
I got a little existential with it. Aside from Trez and Lou's passing, his shooting was off. The bench was awful last time we played the Lakers. Like, it was not very productive offensively. I hope Lou was on KCP It somehow worked last time. Lou was also 1 of 6 on this Christmas game. It's insane looking at the stats from that game that we managed to win.
Don't matter.
It doesn't, which is awesome.
Don't.
Shamet got Rondo last time and had a horrible game. He only had 7 points. So, like, bench-wise, it feels like it has to be better than it did last time.
Definitely.
And if our starters can keep it close, which, you know, based on the last six games, it has been not very close. The bench, like, I just want it to be easy for the bench. I don't want the bench to have to, like, I mean, minutes don't really matter.
You want the bench maintaining a lead, not necessarily trying to carve one out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think we got to address matchup-wise, though, everyone's favorite criticism of the Clippers. Who's going to guard AD, though?
I think we're going to have Jerry West suit up and try and stop him. Because that minus...
Because that's the only option. There's nobody else who can play defense on the Clippers.
Because that negative net rating against the Clippers is scary. It's going to be team defense again. We're going to probably see some weird Patterson minutes. Because like why it. Not? He's like already it. Played him once.
I mean, I actually like Zoo in this matchup, too. I think that his
Dude,
size...
Zoo's shooting 100% last four games. Yeah, put anyone out there in front of Zoo.
I think that... Yeah, like, I think that Zoo guarding AD, like... I mean, around the rim, I like Zoo. If he's drawing him out from the basket, obviously it's going to be a lot harder. AD is so damn quick.
That's true, yeah.
For a big dude.
Are we worried about Waiters?
Who?
Noted Clipper killer. Who? What about brother versus brother?
Brother versus brother, I like.
If there's a fist fight between them, they should just let them hash it out.
They have to.
That's family business.
That's have to.
That's not your business.
It's
family
not.
Business.
Yeah.
What's your prediction for this game? This is a weird one. I'm so jacked up from this Rockets win, but I feel like I'm going to wake up on Sunday morning and be like,
man.
Don't know what the spread is yet.
I think we take this one. It's a home game. I think, you know, there's some great giveaways. You can't lose on a great giveaway day. I think we take this one 116 and 112.
116, 112. I think we get this one too. I can't, with the how the team has been playing,
yeah.
I can't, like, I can't look at myself in the mirror and be like, I don't think we're going to win this game. No,
just the way the like the yeah the team has been firing on all cylinders.
And honestly,
lately.
If we don't win this game, yeah, kick my heart into the gutter. I don't care.
I mean, I'm not gonna overreact if we lose this game.
No, we shouldn't. We have no reason to.
This is a must-win game for the Lakers. I feel like more so than it is for us. Even though it's not really a must-win for them, they have a 5-game lead on us in the standings.
Yeah, I think they're doing okay. Coming up after this, we have a charity-themed Love, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
But first, if you've been a listener of this podcast. Which, if you're listening, you have been. I'm sure you've heard all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. But you may not know that Locked On Clippers is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Clippers fans just like you.
Passionate.
Locked On gives your company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. If your company wants to connect with Clippers fans, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast.
Let's connect.
Local fans love to support local business. Text the word advertising to 33777. Or visit LockedOnPodcast.com/advertising.
Advertising.
And let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On Advertising success.
Success.
I finally figured out the rhythm to it. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777. Or visit LockedOnPodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. All right.
Hey.
We got a fantastic Clippers Sci Fest is happening the day that you're listening to this.
Yeah. Love it. Science.
Go check
Clippers.
It out if you're a...
My two favorite
science things. And Clippers, dude. Yeah, you're always talking science. You're always like, oh, air, what is it? So we kind of got to wondering what other charitable acts could the Clippers put on?
And what do we got?
We have... These are a little all over the place. Clippers Axe Fest. School children... And administrators learn the dangers of spraying too much Axe body spray.
Important.
While also learning how to chop wood safely. Children are treated to a speech by Jerry West outlining the importance of proper smell maintenance and wood stockpiling.
Smell maintenance is such a great term.
I feel like old guys know about this stuff always. Oh, seems like a good time. We have a make your own Tim's workshop with Patrick Beverly.
Love.
Held at the smallest community center possible. Patrick Beverly shows kids how to maintain, repair, and even make their own Timberland boots. Or those weird low tops. A prize is awarded to who can run the fastest mile in their Timbs. It's got to be a full mile.
Yeah.
He's counting laps, too. It's not a self-counted lap thing. And then, taking charges and cleaning barges with Montrezl Harrell, a lesson in dirty work.
I love it.
Clean the barges of Long Beach with Montrezl Harrell and learn how to take a charge from the man himself. Trust teaches kids the importance of conservation, then has them take a few charges from him to teach the importance of lane defense.
I love all of these. This is so
good.
It's
difficult. A pretty good one. I think taking charges and cleaning barges with Montrezl Harrell, a lesson on dirty work, is up there with the classic wine in a box at a Vizza Zoo Box party idea and the Landry Shamit
laundry jam it?
Which of these are you loving, marrying, and killing?
I'm loving taking charges and cleaning barges with Montrezl Harrell.
It's hard not to.
I'm very pro cleaning barges. I'm also pretty pro taking charges. I gotta marry though the make your own Tims with Patrick Beverly. That's just the type of charity I could see the future with.
I wish I knew how to make my own shoes.
I think
they would look horrible, but I know how to make them.
Yeah, I think that it's a lost art.
Cobbling.
There's not enough cobblers anymore. I'm very appreciative of the work of cobblers, everything that they're doing.
Dude, what are you talking about? Which one of these are you killing? This isn't Locked On Cobblers. Locked On Geppetto.
shout out Geppetto.
Shout out to God, Geppetto.
I'm axing the Clippers Axe Fest.
Gonna do Jerry West like that, huh?
No one should be wearing an axe, period.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the thing. That's the point of Axe Fest. Also, when the apocalypse hits, they'll know how to chop wood.
That's fair.
It's good to know. I'm loving Axe Fest. I would love to hear a speech from Jerry West
on. You love to be defiant. Okay. Yeah.
I'd love to hear a speech from Jerry West on hygiene, and I bet he knows like the perfect angle and speed off the top of his head at which you're supposed to swing an axe to get a cord of wood going.
That's fair.
45-18. 18 what?
Miles per hour.
I'm swinging axes way faster than that. I'm marrying taking charges and cleaning barges with Montrezl Harrell, a lesson in dirty work.
Your first swing should be slower because you're setting a guide for the rest.
My first swing actually chops all the pieces at once. It's pretty crazy. The Montrezl Harrell one.
He's never chopped wood before.
I'm pretty proud of this Montrezl Harrell one, I think, is why I'm marrying it. I think it's also a good lesson.
Yeah.
I think you pair this one up maybe with the Bev one. You make some Tims, you go clean some barges.
It's a double day.
It's a double day.
I like it.
Again, one more time, the Bev thing is at the smallest community center possible. I have to kill the Bev thing, but I'm actually not going to kill the Bev thing. I'm also going to love the Bev thing. I'm going to polyamorous thing with all three of these things.
I like
and
it.
They're fine with it. I like it's cool. It. They can't do it, but I can.
I'm imagining the Bev thing at that great Jewish community center in Silver Lake.
Oh, yeah. Where I went to a giant 30th birthday there.
Hey.
It was a good time. Anything else on Shavings, Love, Marry, Kill?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Thank you for hanging out.
Yeah. We're out of time.
We're absolutely out of time. We had a big show. Big win, big preview.
Yeah.
Big Tim's. Mondays.
I don't give a damn.
This is a Clippers town, bro. I got that soundbite. If anyone wants me to send it to them, that can be your ringtone because I'm going to make it my ringtone.
I got to make that a video.
This is a Clippers town, bro. Monday's episode, we're going to be recapping the hopeful victory over the Lakers.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at the playoff picture a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking new guys on the freshies. Whatever else happens to you now and then in Clipperland, you can find Locked On Clippers and all the other fantastic Locked On podcasts. Shout out Locked On Rockets. They tweeted the white flag at us tonight, which is pretty funny. Check us out on iTunes, Deezer, Spotify.
Yep.
Google Cast.
Subscribe if you haven't already. Leave a rating.
Bloomberg Pods. He's paying us $12,000 a minute to talk about him. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.